people who have been sexually assaulted often don't report the assault, and when they do, they have less than satisfactory experiences with the province's justice system. A panel of experts got together last night at a town hall forum to explore ways of improving the justice system for victims of violence. Heather Elliott is a survivor of sexual assault and an activist, and she was on last night's panel. She joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. So this event was organized in response to recent cases, including the mistrial of Constable Douglas Snellgrove. How big a catalyst for demanding change is that case for you?
It's a huge catalyst. I think the biggest thing with the Snellgrove case was that it's received so much publicity because of the nature of his profession. And it's definitely opened a lot more conversations around power dynamics, as well as, you know, as well as just standard conversations around consent and sexual assault. It's important to note, though, that these cases are still coming in front of the courts. Like, this is not lightning in a bottle. There was a case, Tara Bradbury reported on it in the Telegram just last week, of a young woman who was picked up by someone. She was intoxicated, and she was assaulted, and it was very much the "well, I thought she consented" situation that we saw with Snellgrove. And her and her friends and expert testimony were all pretty adamant, no, she couldn't have. Like, these things are still going on. So I think it was a catalyst for the discussion, but it also shines a light really bright on the fact that these are very common here in this province.
And how important is it that these issues be addressed?
So important. As some people might know, was the woman who stood down in front of the Supreme Court in Newfoundland and Labrador for 11 days protesting the mistrial. And when I was down there, I spoke to so many people. So many people reached out to me on social media to share their stories. And the most often kind of narrative that I heard was, I didn't bother reporting because there's no point. I didn't bother reporting because the justice system isn't going to do anything. They didn't help my friend when she was assaulted. It's important for people to realize that this isn't just, it goes beyond the room that we were in last night. Like, survivors are everywhere in this province, and a lot of them aren't comfortable speaking out about the experiences they've had because they don't feel the system is designed to work for them. And so having conversations like this and helping people see that they are not alone is so important, because it takes that veil of secrecy and shame off of the experience. Because there are hundreds of us out here. They're your sisters, they're your friends, they're your brothers, they're your cousins. We are everywhere.
And Heather Elliott, as a survivor of sexual assault yourself and an activist, what ideas for improvement were explored at the town hall last night?
We talked a lot about shifting how we look at these cases in court. We talked a lot about different systems that we could implement. Lynn Moore, who is a very well-known defense lawyer for victims of sexual assault, had some excellent ideas on changes we could make, including actually pulling these cases from the criminal justice system and implementing a branch of court that specifically deals with sexual violence and domestic violence. And while that may seem a bit jarring for some people, as well, if you take them out of criminal court, like, what are you going to do? This is actually a system that's been implemented elsewhere. Quebec has been talking about it. Before COVID, they had cross-party support for a similar initiative. New Brunswick has been running a domestic violence court for a decade, and they have found that by running these cases through a system that actually looks at breaking the cycle of violence, looks towards more reconciliatory measures when it comes to dealing with the issue, that it educates the public at large, and it actually helps to minimize recidivism, which is so important. It's much more effective than sending somebody to the pen for 2 years and then having them come out and reoffend, as we've seen happen here in Newfoundland. when you actually take a proactive approach to not only support and empower the victim, but address the underlying issues that caused the offender to offend, you're actually benefiting the community as a whole. So those were some of the ideas that we really pushed for last night.
And at the Town Hall Forum, to explore ways of improving the justice system for victims of sexual violence, what was the highlight for you, Heather?
The highlight for me was how many high-profile people we had there who actively seemed to be listening. I made a point in my closing statement to point out that I was making eye contact with every single one of them because, and this was something that was said over and over again, we are past the point of doing reports to learn about the issues of sexual violence and gender-based violence in this province. We are past the point of another committee. We are past the point of, you know, oh, well, we need to do research on this. We need to do, no. We have community groups, amazing community groups, some who are on the panel, who have done this research. We have reports made about the prevalence of gender-based violence and sexual violence in this province as it is. It is time for the people in power, the time for the people who have the influence and the ability to make these changes, to start doing them. We need to see that forward motion as soon as possible.
Heather Elliott, I thank you for taking time to speak with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.